Breakfast Buzz with Alana and Nico
on the new Camel at 107.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, Arizona's own Dierks Bentley on the phone.
Hello. Hey, thanks, y'all. Appreciate that intro. How are you?
We are awesome. We're excited to see you tomorrow night at Ak Chin.
A big night. I'm so thankful this show ended up towards the end of the tour because we're just all so dialed in. The show's so fun, and it's kind of like just, you know, these last few shows are so important to us, so to have one in the Valley is a big deal.
The Mountain High Tour, and man, did you get some great support on this show, too, with Landco and Brothers Osborne.
Yeah, these guys are great. I'm going to miss them like crazy. They've been, more than just the opening support. They're friends. They're friends for life, and they have been for a long time, and a good chance to be on tour together has been a real dream. I mean, my cheeks hurt constantly from laughing as I do so much of these guys. It's just nonstop. So we're having a great time. We'll be sad when it's all over, but we still got 6 more shows to go, and I'm planning on being in the Valley with these guys and get a chance to show them my hometown, my home state, and then maybe head over to the Whiskey Road after the show. It's going to be a big night.
All right, so everybody's wondering, Dierks, are Hot Country Nights going to make an appearance?
The Nights are going to make an appearance.
They're so excited
to play in the Valley. They feel like, you know, this is going to be their biggest show of the year, so they're adding some special... They have a lot of bits. They don't have that many hits, but they got lots of bits, lots of gags. Occasionally some instruments get broken, some fights break out, some hair gets pulled. But if you like 90s country, you want to take a little blast to the past and get some Brooks and Dunn and get some McGraw going and stuff, the Knights are your band. So they go on at 7 o'clock sharp, and they only get to play for 15 minutes, but it's 15 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
So. I love it. Dierks, what can fans do to make you feel so at home when you're at Ak Chin on Saturday night?
I mean, I always say this, and it's true, because I get a chance to travel so much. So we play in some way feels like a hometown show, because, gosh, country fans are just the greatest. The signs they make, the energy that they project to me right now, it's intangible. It's an unbelievable feeling. But there is something about playing the Valley, you know. It's like my mom's going to be out there. All my buddies are out there. I have tons of guests coming to the show and friends that come out of the woodworks a little bit that I haven't seen or heard from in a while, which is exciting for me. And just the fans, you know, to me, the line between country singer and family and friends and fan, it's all just one thing. I mean, I'm the singer, but I'm a fan. I know what it means to be a fan. It's such an important word, to be a fan of somebody's. And I am a fan of many people, and I'm a fan of my own fans. I respect the time and energy they put into coming to the show, the attention they give me and the energy they give me. I'm trying to give it right back to them and help us all get to that place where you just transcend the moment that we're in. And so it's one big group out there. We'll be on Saturday night, Ak Chin, and just being there and just, just being present with us is your present to me. So I can't wait to be there, and I just get excited talking about it. Just the energy, the feeling of being on that stage in your hometown is a real blessing.
And you have worked your booty off. You absolutely 100% deserve headlining the Mountain High Tour. Congratulations on all the success, Dierks.
Thank you.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you Saturday night, Ak Chin, alongside Landco, Brothers Osborne. Dierks Bentley, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.